Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how we get podcast.
Why the slow, sad one today?
Well, because it's just the us. Podcast. It's mellow.
Podcast. How we get the podcast.
I'm not mellow. Yeah, podcast. I am.
The podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he's going to come back and go, the podcast.
It's very much like us to continue doing stuff. And like that
ended. You see, both of us are like, hey, the part of the podcast brought to you by Subway, sweet onion chicken teriyaki and new rotisserie style chicken sandwiches. Handcrafted with chicken raised without antibiotics. How about that? Both these sandwiches are actually better for you because they're low in fat and they're great. They're delicious. Sweet onion chicken teriyaki sandwich. You get that new teriyaki glazed chicken strips, tangy, fat-free sweet onion sauce, and a new rotisserie-style chicken made with tender, juicy, hand-pulled all-white meat chicken. Come on in there, Carson.
Hi, Carson.
Anyway, make them even more delicious. Crisp, like green peppers, red onions, lettuce. Yeah, be careful. Don't hit a wire or anything. And tomatoes, freshly baked bread. Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do. Thank you, Subway.
Yay for Subway. So Patrick is on vacation, which is a blessing and a curse. It's very different around here. When Patrick's not here in the studio, it's calm. Like Patrick, as much, and I know he's probably listening to the podcast because he wants to know that we're talking about him. Patrick, you bring rage sometimes. When he's in here and he does the AT&T stuff where he kind of puts out the fires, he brings that rah.
But we need that
at times. Yes, and it's been weird not having it this week is what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking like, I'm not saying it's a negative. I'm saying it's just, it's missing.
I just felt his wrath because one of his mice were dead, like the computer mice. And we couldn't figure out how to open it to replace a battery.
Dude, I had to Google it. Yeah. I had to watch a video from a child.
And he's on the phone going, is this really what's holding us up right now?
By the way,
yes, it is.
Do you know why Big D Googled that? Because today, in the middle of the show, my wife called and needed my daughter's social security number, and it was in the safe at the house. So I'm like, okay, well, let me explain how to get there. And then my phone goes black. The phone's still working, but I can't look on my phone.
Oh,
to get the information I needed. So I had to come in here and get on YouTube and find some 12-year-old girl who showed me how to fix my phone.
Fixed it.
Which, by the way, fixed it in like 10 seconds. You got to hold down the home button and the power button at the same time, and it just reboots it. I'm like, well, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well, some kids don't know. Like, Gunner doesn't know anything about phones. Zach's not a lot better. He's a little bit better. But Gunner, doesn't know how to send. I said, because he just got a phone for his birthday a few weeks back. And I was like, hey, send me that kid's dad's contact info. He's like, okay, how do I do that? I'm like, dude, you're 13 years old. You know how to send contact information to someone?
Are kids just born with that now?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's right there.
What are you talking about? You're a failure. You're a failure for your generation. You know how to send a contact? Please. I'm the coolest father you or your friends have.
I'm moving, Carson.
Oh, okay. Why?
Why are you moving? You're moving?
Because so she could be on camera.
Oh, see, that's awful.
I don't think she wanted to be on camera, actually.
Not a day for that. Oh, well, then you go wherever you want to go. I'm sorry. You do whatever you want to do.
But
no, today was a braid day.
She doesn't turn to the camera.
Well, that's fine.
Today was hat and braid because I have to go work out after work.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about that a second now.
Yeah.
Bubba
Which part of the working out?
Bubba here is back on
work.
The wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And
3 weeks
every
straight.
Day. Every day, every other day. What are you doing?
At least 4 days a week. I skipped Monday just because I didn't work out over the weekend and, you know, lack of sleep and whatnot. I'm like, you know, I'm going to chill today.
No problem with that.
And great? I was right back in Tuesday.
No, good for you.
Back in it. So
very
what's your
weird for
what's
me?
What's your, like, what are you doing? What's your workout?
Today is going to be back.
Back and buys?
No, I do buys on the same day.
Back and shoulders.
Yes, back and shoulders, and triceps.
That's it. Didn't I say tries? I said buys.
Yeah, you said buys.
Okay, so, well, good. And yeah, then you do cardio too?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's not much. I get on the bike for 20 minutes.
Dude, that's great.
It's 20 minutes more than I was doing.
Lifting burns, you keep burning that fat after you leave the gym.
You know, I haven't noticed any weight loss whatsoever.
You're not going to, I told you, don't weigh yourself.
That's okay.
Are your clothes fitting better? Oh, what were you, 3 weeks in?
Yeah, 3 weeks. I'm not noticing.
Wait another 2 weeks.
What we need to do is a before and after with those sweatpants
oh.
you bought a couple weeks ago.
You know, I'm not even doing legs.
You shouldn't do legs.
I'm not.
Yeah, no, that's no true. Need. Yeah, you can't get any bigger.
Well, remember, I had the ankle injury, and I'm in the middle of my softball season, and I'm afraid that if I'm doing like squats or something, I could aggravate the ankle, and then it takes me out of playing ball. And playing ball is exercise for me.
Yeah. If you do squats, you'll get your quads so large, you won't be able to walk. Like, you'll have that waddle thing going. Because your legs are already ripped. You don't need that. And you're naturally
I will eventually. But
you're naturally
right now,
kind of already prone to put on muscle. So you're going to be great. You're going to be good. You just got to take the fat off. Your diet's got to be good because you can lift all you want. You're watching the World's Strongest Men contest.
Mm-hmm.
You see them. You would just go, "Oh, that's just a fat guy."
Yeah.
Until you kind of
he lifts up the Volkswagen and throws it.
Right.
So those guys, they just eat and eat and eat. There's no cutting. There's no cutting, you know?
Yeah, the banana has made an appearance.
Carson's, you know, I had some brown ones in the fridge. Did you see those?
Yeah.
I finally threw them away today. I was going to bring them in and have like the banana and his buddy from Pakistan, but I decided not to.
I really regret that, but you didn't. Because if you had said, "Hey, I'm so excited. I've got Omar Pishposh, who's from Pakistan here. Hey, Omar.
It's Pakistan.
And he pops up and it's a brown. That would have been great.
Hold on. I'm going to get it right now.
Oh, he's going to go dig through the trash.
Are you going to do the trash to get it?
Yeah.
It's on top.
It's on top. So
he's just so excited to now have a friend for the banana. This is
telling you. When we travel.
Oh, boy. Like,
I don't even have to talk to him because he just entertains himself.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so...
I do entertain myself.
Bubba's here, and Bubba didn't... did Mr. Banana, is he here?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, hey, where's his eyes?
I haven't been able to do them yet.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and do the eyes. I don't want it to be...
He's got a fancy outfit today, though. He's got a t-shirt.
Do you have a black...
Chiquita.
Black Sharpie? I do not.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I have... Well, kind of. Try this. It's a felt tip. I don't know.
That won't work. Oh. This will work. I mean, I'll get him going here.
All right. It's very important. This is very, very important.
Artistic integrity.
Dude, what else is more important?
I mean,
what else
are you going to do? I have nothing else to do today. Just let y'all know. So we can go with this as long as. Is someone on the phone?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Oh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Lines are up. Okay.
So we have a banana.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And my friend from Pakistan, right here, his name is Stan.
Pakistan, Stan from Pakistan.
Pakistan.
It's Pakistan. What's up, Stan?
It's all good. I'm just eating some fruit.
Yeah? Well, how are you liking it here in America?
It's good.
Yeah.
Y'all smell funny.
Yeah.
You smell like roses.
What's the funnest thing? Have you been to a water park yet?
No.
Water parks are great in America. Part of our summer
this
tradition.
Is the dumbest. I'm gonna just put the banana.
Put
away.
The bananas down.
Oh, that was a good one. I like Stan.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I'll bring him back.
Yeah, keep going with Stan.
Just for a minute, then. Just for a little bit here.
I mean, we had the British people last week.
That's true.
So now let's.
And we have a Pakistani banana.
We're quite the world travelers.
Oh, that's his name, Pakistani banana, and you can call him Stan for short.
I like Stan. Just Stan. When did you start doing the banana routine?
I don't know. I've always done it just out of being silly.
I just remember it kind of really becoming a thing in the last year.
It became a thing whenever Periscope came out. Because I would always do the little faces on the bananas for my kids. And I'd be like, "Hey, what's up?" And then when Periscope happened and the live streaming, I just started doing it to the people on Periscope, and they were like, oh my God, that's silly, blah, whatever. And so I just kept it up.
It kept going. Is Periscope done now?
I was about to ask that. Like, is anybody Periscoping anymore?
It's pretty close. I mean, yeah, there are people on Periscope, but it's different. I mean, like, we're doing the live stream on Facebook, and that is, I think that's where...
Yeah, everybody's going.
Where everything
I think what
now.
Happens a lot of times is a cool technology comes out, Periscope, messaging, like the Snapchat.
Yeah.
And
which, by the way, speaking of that, I want to come back to that because I have something to add to what you're saying about Snapchat.
So they get these pieces of the puzzle that are cool, but those pieces aren't where people live. And so they're having to go where they live is Facebook. So they're having to leave Facebook to go use these little cool features. And then Facebook just comes in and just either buys them out and puts it on their home or replicates it and puts it on their home.
The Snapchat people totally should have sold out to Facebook in the day. What was it, $250 million he offered in the beginning?
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, we're good. And they're still not operating at a profit.
How is that?
And yet they said there was just a study that came out that said now – the older generation, but people that are older are starting to get into Snapchat. So it's growing.
Which means then the younger generation's about to bail.
Oh, yeah. They're going to find something
else.
That's
the way it kind of works.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always something else.
Yeah.
That's with any of those tech stuff. If it pops, first off, it's rare that they pop because there's thousands and thousands of them out there. They come out all the time. And to get one that pops, it's different, that's new, it's unusual. And it doesn't last.
Right.
So they got to, you're right. I was right. They should have cashed in on it.
Well, the thing is, Facebook is about to redo they're about to relaunch their messaging, and they're going to have Snapchat style features in it. And then you see everybody else is going to be, you know, the Snapchat filters with little puppy dog ears and the tongue, and everybody's going to that here.
Yeah.
The augmented reality is going to be everywhere. And by the way, please stop posting those pictures on Instagram.
Yeah,
you're cute with the puppy dog ears and tongue, but we've seen it bazillions of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No, it is. It's weird. When I see people post it on Instagram or Facebook, I go, cool, you used a filter and everything's LOL with crying smiley face emoji. Like, no, it's actually not that funny. I hate to burst your bubble, but, you know, because everybody else has already done it.
I am the worst offender, by the way, of LOL when I'm not really LOLing. I do. Well, I'm like,
LOL's become a thing that just says I'm not being rude.
That's exactly what LOL means. Or the same thing with the crying smile, the crying smiling emoji. That is a way for you to say something and you add that at the end so people know that you're not being serious. It's almost like the sarcasm font.
Mm-hmm. Because it's hard to tell what people's intent is on.
I'm lighthearted font.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell when something actually made me laugh because I will type it out to you in a message.
Just flipping laugh.
I do. I'll say, OMG, that literally made me laugh out loud. And I'll spell out the words because I don't want you to think that I'm giving you a pity, LOL.
Yeah. Same thing here, because what I'll do is I'll let you know, hey, I just snorted or whatever, because I'm a snorter. If something really makes me laugh, you know, that kind of thing.
Are y'all big emoji people?
I am. I live on the emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've noticed Bubba does a lot. I don't really text a whole lot with Carson, but.
Yeah. Me and my girlfriends are all about the emojis. And honestly, and I don't know if you guys have maybe never experienced this, but I have a group of three really good girlfriends, so we're in like a four-way texting conversation. And if I go, let's say, play tennis, and I pick up my phone after an hour, I could have 50 messages to read through. And that's when I just usually hit back with like a winky face or the fancy dancing girl to be like, oh, you're sassy, because I'm sure at some point they were sassy in 50
messages. Is that what you call this, the fancy dancing girl?
Yeah, the little...
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I always just called it like dancer. The salsa dancer. Or whatever.
Yeah, I think everybody's got their own name for her. I just call her the fancy dancer.
And when do you use her?
When I'm in text conversations with my girlfriends.
Can we call her?
I get that.
Fancer?
I mean, like when? Like, what's the reason?
Oh, if they're like, maybe they just said something that I thought was sassy. Instead of doing like, ooh, snap, because that's like 1993. Now I use the sassy dancing girl for my ooh, snap.
Oh,
that's what I use her for. Oh. Or the one that does she's got the hair flip. It's not even a flip. She puts her little hand next to her head, like, I don't even. I'm giving her. I can't. God, this country, is emojis are killing
America
us.
America is so screwed. I mean, really.
Wow. They're killing us.
We're killing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna.
That's a little hand emoji.
They're gonna attack, and we're gonna know because we're gonna be looking at our phones.
We're gonna send bomb emojis.
Yeah.
That's it. It's our retaliation.
Now, speaking of attacks, the Orlando thing is, it's just a mess. I couldn't believe, I don't know if you guys saw all this, and we didn't really dive too much into it in the show. On the actual radio show, we talked more about the emotional impact and all that. But just the specifics of the fact that this guy went into a gun store and was trying to buy guns and was basically asking, hey, you know, like, how big of a magazine can I get? I need more bullets than just 30. And he goes on and on and on, and he starts looking for body armor and everything. And the people at the gun store went, we're going to call the FBI on this dude.
Yeah.
Because they knew the guy had ill intent. So they did. They called the FBI, and the FBI went, okay, cool, thank you. A week, and they did not sell anything to him. The store said, oh, you know, sorry, take your business elsewhere, which he did. A week later, he bought everything he needed at another store and was approved. And, you know, it's like, how does something like that fall through the cracks? Now, we could get into the you know, if you're on a terror watch list and all that kind of thing, because that's dangerous. That is dangerous territory because there are so many of our veterans who could easily be put on a list like that if it's controlled by the government and it's a secret list?
Yeah, no, but I would say, good, you know, people. We talked a little bit about hindsight and 2020 and all that stuff on the show, and I don't want to. I think the FBI gets a lot of that, and it's easy to come back and go, "Oh, I know you guys got 10,000 last week that called in, and they're." All were good except for this one.
Do you think they get 10,000 calls a week?
I don't know. I don't know how many they get. Probably it is in the thousands.
It was also going to be difficult to follow up because what I saw this morning was that they didn't have a name. They didn't really have any way to locate this guy. All they had was like surveillance footage of him in the store.
Right.
That they didn't, you know, because they weren't going to sell him anything. They didn't even, you know, do like, give it your information. So, kudos to the guy for saying, you know what, honestly, trusting his gut.
Yeah.
Saying, no, I'm not going to sell you anything. And then the FBI, I don't know how much they could have followed up with no information, really.
Yeah.
So.
You know, maybe this is a little lesson for everybody. If you're ever in a situation like this, instead of just calling, and the FBI actually tells you, when you see something weird, something that doesn't feel right, call us. Call the cops. Get in touch with somebody.
Have you ever called? Y'all ever called?
No, I've called.
I haven't called the FBI. I've actually called. I called the local authorities because there was a suspicious box outside of a radio station I used to work with, and it was a metal box that nobody could account for, and I kind of said, "Hey, do you think like maybe we should be concerned?" And everybody starts saying to me, "You're stupid. It's nothing." I go, "Okay, cool. You go touch it. Make sure it's nothing." And of course, nobody would do it.
Right.
And so then it fell to me to be the one to call and say, "Look, I'm sure it's nothing, but," and they brought out the bomb sniffing dogs and everything. And obviously it wasn't anything.
What was it?
It was an empty electrical box that somebody had just propped up next to the studios, which is kind of weird, right? I mean, like if you saw that, you'd be like, "Huh, what is that?" And I kept saying to people, "If you really think it's nothing, go kick it. I'm going to be back here, but y'all go kick it."
I called the FBI once.
Did you really?
Yep. We were in D.C., and we rented a house and for our vacation, family vacation. And at about 2 in the morning, Kathy comes in and wakes me up. And she says, "Hey, something's going on." I go, "What's up?" She said, "There's a car that's parked outside the house, and it's right across the street from us." And she couldn't sleep, so she was riding or something. And she said, "I saw it pull up, and I saw a guy get out, open his trunk, something. It's really dark, and then shut the trunk, and then get back in his car and lit a cigarette, and it's just sitting there."
Like the Russian mafia?
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, let me go see." I get up. I'm the good husband who's like, okay, I'll go look, honey. But in my mind, I'm going, oh my gosh, this is.
She's totally overreacting.
She's totally overdoing it.
Yeah.
And I get out and I'm looking out and I see this car. And man, you just get that weird thing. I got that weird thing.
You mean that same feeling we had with the Uber driver last week?
Oh man. I just got a goofy vibe from this whole situation. And I was like, something's weird. Something's not right. And I don't know whose house we rented.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one of those things like they know they rented, and they know those people are out of town, so now they're there to come in because
like
they
casing
think
the place.
Yeah,
they know someone's
it.
Gone. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy was like, I forgot why it was that we called the FBI and why we didn't call the cops. There was something else to it. I can't remember what it was now. There was something. I forget now, but we ended up calling. It was it made sense to call the FBI. You know, now I'm telling the story. It's like, what? Why don't you just call the cops? But it was an FBI kind of thing. So I called them and I said, hey, listen,
I'm going to sound like a kook, but.
And they're very nice. Mm-hmm. And just like, okay, you know, and said, you know, we'll make a record of it and that kind of thing. And I don't know if they sent anybody out. Well, about an hour or so. The guy throws his cigarette out. He kept smoking the whole time. Threw his cigarette out.
He was there an hour?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
At least, and then drove off.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh, my gosh.
And that's the thing, man. I always say that. Trust your gut. Like, that's millions of years of us, you know, surviving and whatever. Like, they talk about gut instinct. It is a legit thing.
Yeah, because back in the day, a raptor could have eaten you or something.
Yeah.
You ever get on, like, an elevator and a guy gets on and you have, like, this weird,
yep.
Like, you want to hit the button and get out right there?
Yeah.
And have you ever done it?
Yeah, I've actually gotten off elevators, or I'm the one, I'll put my keys in my hand, like, because I'm going to punch you with my, you know, like, you put the keys coming through your fingers and I'm like, I'll punch you. I'm probably going to be terrible at it, but at least it's something. But, oh, yeah, no, I'm a big believer. I always say, you know what? Here's the deal with your gut instinct. It may be wrong in that the person maybe has no ill will against you, but your gut will always, it's always going to keep you safe.
My gut, exactly. My gut is pretty good. Like, we can meet someone, and we'll walk away, and Big D's like, so what do you think? And I'm like, we don't want to do business with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just know, and Big D's the same way. You've actually gotten much better at it. I think you're about on par with me now. Like, mm-hmm. If you do it, I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, back in the day, he would have questions. He's like, I don't know. But now you're pretty decisive on it. You're like, that guy is blah, 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 or whatever.
Yeah. It's, you don't know anymore. It's scary.
Yeah, and the bad thing is you've got to trust all these people that you really know nothing about.
Yep. And if you don't, then you have that social awkwardness of you're rude or
right.
A lot of people worry about that. Like, oh, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to offend them or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know where I got over the, you know what? I'm not worried about being rude.
Yeah.
Cause I'm kind of cool with being alive.
Did you say re and rude?
Oh, being rude.
Pretty sure you said re and rude.
It's
like
entirely
she said re and rude.
Re and rude.
Patrick's
me
watching
and Scooby.
Now.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. Patrick's watching the Facebook feed.
Heart you.
We do heart you. We do miss you. And it's been very peaceful without you, Patrick. However, I miss you. It's weird. I don't like it being peaceful. I like that craziness that Patrick brings. I miss you, man. I miss you, bruh. Annette on Facebook also says, do you guys ever have dreams that these bad things happen and then they come true?
I used to have bad dreams about military stuff, but that was when I was totally into Call of Duty and playing all the time. And I would dream about Call of Duty. I would dream about sniping somebody.
You really would?
Oh, my. All the time.
Wow.
A lot.
I was having dreams about The Walking Dead this last season because I was so wrapped up in who is Negan going to kill that week leading up to the finale, I had three nightmares about it.
I rarely remember my dreams.
Yes,
ever.
I need a life.
I don't ever really have nightmares. I mean, like maybe once every 10 years that I can ever remember. I don't know how you guys do that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. A friend of mine, she was on a flight somewhere and she fell asleep and she had a dream the plane was crashing.
Did she wake up screaming or
anything? She woke up like, ah! And then she's like, But even worse, she's on a plane because right. that's so quick moment of, wait, where am I? Hold on, I'm on a plane.
I'm still
is this
in the
real
dream.
Life?
Yeah. Oh, man.
By the way, this is not the banana that I'm eating. This is another. This is a standby banana.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't want you to eat.
Yeah.
Are you going to eat Stan? Will you eat that? How bad will they get for you?
I'll eat Stan.
Really?
I would eat Stan.
Really? I can't.
These
I can't
are organic
that.
Bananas. The reason like I allow
them. It
doesn't
make it any less brown.
No, it does. Watch. Open it up.
I don't want to open up Stan yet at the end of the podcast.
We're going to open it up. Still, Stan's getting his chest cracked.
No, it's funny because Stan is getting mushy. This is like great for bread pudding and all that, but or banana pudding and all. But
banana
I do,
bread, those are great.
Yes,
perfect.
Banana pancakes, which I still need to bring my my thing in my griddle and make you guys some banana pancakes.
Pancake bot?
Yeah, well,
just a griddle.
Just a griddle.
But what a bust that was.
Yeah, Stacey and I were talking about the pancake bot being just
dumb.
That was kind of a waste.
Yeah, and you are so on it, man.
I was so excited.
They got you. They sold you.
They did.
You were into it.
I wanted to make pancake art, and it just...
It's way too hard. First off, it's not. It doesn't do such a great job. And you have to keep doing it over and over and over.
Finally get the mix right. Yeah. But every time you make a mix or a batter, it's going to come out with a slightly different consistency. Therefore, whatever you were used to doing on the last set wasn't going to work on the next one. So it just, yeah.
It was a little labor of love. Yeah.
Oh.
But the idea is good.
What was good?
The idea.
How was the idea really? I'm going to eat him now.
Oh, Stan's going down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds bad. Oh, look.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that looks
Now, here's
really
the thing with
terrible.
It. And like some guy asked me the other day at the grocery store, where do you buy the organic bananas over the regular ones? And I said, because they last longer. Stan is probably 2.5-3 weeks old.
Oh. So some guy got like confrontational with you at the grocery store?
I thought it would be the opposite. You would think that the organic ones would not last.
The organic ones, if you put them in the fridge, which is what I do, they stay and I'll eat them. Like today is probably the last day for Stan. But it's brown.
Have you ever had that though?
They're brown on the outside, but on the inside, they're still banana-y. You know how like you buy bananas and they get bruised and you don't want to eat them because they've got the horrible bruises? The organic ones don't get those bruises for some reason. Hmm. And if they do, you just go, okay, well, maybe that one's a little too old. By the way, if I die later on, you know why.
It was Packy
Blame Stan.
And here's Stan thinking he wouldn't get his head lopped off if he came
Stan-y
to America.
Nanny.
Stop.
Oh, more for Stan.
Look what I got.
Oh,
no.
Katie got me something. I got mail this week. I got a poop emoji pillow.
Yeah.
This is the best.
People send us great stuff.
I used to, like, whenever I take a nap in the studio after the show or something, every once in a while I'll just be like, yeah, before I go home, I'm take a quick nap because I know once I get home, you can't do it. I have a pair of slippers that I keep here for some days. And I would put my head on the slippers and that would be, you know, I would stack them up and that would be my pillow. Not anymore.
Nope.
I'm going to put my head on the poop.
There you go. You can be a poop head. Thank you, Katie. Katie's a sweet girl.
Yes, very. And a lot of people chiming in on Facebook with their weird dreams and stuff. Some lady saying that she would dream that her unborn son would be born with no eyes and missing a foot.
Oh, wow.
Is he okay?
I don't know. She doesn't. Don't leave us hanging like that, Tracy. Say something.
I always go and I look up dream sites if I can remember, you know, what I dreamt about. Yeah, like I used to have reoccurring dreams about crocodiles, that they were getting in the house and they were chasing me and stuff. And
what does that mean?
I guess it means I was trying to get out from under my parents' rule.
What?
Yeah, because it was right before like I moved out of my parents' house after college, and so I guess it was the struggle with.
Did you add the parent thing in, or did it say you were trying to get out from someone's oppression?
No, it was actually they said parent. They said it because honestly, after I moved out of my parents' house, I never had a dream about crocodiles again. So I think there was kind of something to it.
The weirdest story of it, a recurring dream I've heard is a friend of mine would have a dream, John.
Mm-hmm.
He would dream that he would wake up and at the end of his bed there would be a shadowy figure,
oh,
like a demon,
yes, this standing there,
And that was only in his dreams?
Yeah, and he said he would wake up and the next night have the dream of this shadowy figure. He'd wake up and, you wake up inside the dream, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he would see this figure at the foot of his bed. And he said that went on for about 4 days, and he was really getting freaked out, obviously. And he said on the fifth day, he would wake up and see it, and it would start floating down his bed towards him. And all he could see were, like, a hollow eyes.
No.
What?
Oh, Tracy said the baby was born perfect.
Of course. Good. Yeah. Good to hear that, okay. Tracy.
Yeah, that's not like, cool, man. A demon in your bed
is freaky.
That's
like Freddy Krueger stuff. I wouldn't want to go to bed.
I watched a little bit of The Conjuring the other day. Ugh. Now, you know me. I hate scary stuff. I'm like, I could handle this. And I watched it, and it was pretty cheesy. I was, and I don't like scary movies. I was like, this is dumb. And then they had this one scene where like they wake up in the bed and the demon is there and it pukes in her mouth or something. I went, okay, I'm done.
Oh, that's just gross.
That was it. I'm done.
And we're done here.
Yeah. So.
And that's over.
I wasn't really scared. It was just nasty. And I'm like,
spoiler alert.
I'm just flipping the channel here.
I every once in a while when, like, because I don't really care for scary stuff either, but like sometimes you just kind of go, I like to, like, cause
you want to check it out.
Check it out. But it's always like if no one else is in the house.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And so.
That's what it was for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my kids knowing that I've watched that because right. I'm always like, you don't want to watch that junk.
And here I am watching. And yeah. So I forget what it was. They all kind of start running together. And I was like, you, man. I was like. I started getting that weird thing. Like there's a difference between being at the house alone and like hearing something like downstairs or in another room and you're like, oh, someone's trying to get in. Okay, that's one thing. Okay, that's your body has a feeling, right? Y'all have that mm-hmm. feeling? Then there's the spiritual, weird, dark,
dude,
demonic.
Any of those
feeling.
Movies, any of those movies or TV shows where they talk to the ghosts and they ask questions, I have to. I won't have that on because I'm afraid that if they ask it on the TV, that it asks it in my house and it's like welcoming them in. I'm like,
it's like a portal.
This ain't happening.
But isn't it like two different things?
Yeah, it's
totally different things.
I had to have a conversation with my roommate because he is in a ghost hunting group.
And
it's because he doesn't believe it. He thinks
that's fine to have it out though.
Here's
isn't
the problem.
It?
He thinks it's all bunk. And I go, here's the deal. Just don't bring him home. I go, just don't bring him to the house because the deal is if you go in and you're gonna be Mr. Smarty Pants and like, there's no ghost here. Well, if some ghost says, ha, I'll show you, bro.
Yeah.
And then follows him home like the hitchhiking ghosts at Disney World.
On The Conjuring
and
also.
Comes to my house.
The Conjuring, that's some of the thing the ghosts had latched onto the family.
Yeah. See, I don't
so
need that.
So they said, you
don't
can't move. If you move, it doesn't solve your problem.
Yeah. That's why I say, I'm like, dude, you go hunt your little ghost. You go play Egon or Venkman or whatever, but don't bring him here. I don't need that running around.
Well, a lot of people believe the ghosts aren't the spirit of dead. They believe they're demons or demonic forces. So, I don't know. I have no idea. I've only had one experience that I can't explain. Other than, I didn't get a demonic vibe from that. I got a...
That was really spooky
did.
Vibe.
Yeah, I don't know. But just, I can't watch those movies.
Well, it's scary, man.
It makes me feel, I don't feel good.
It makes you feel vulnerable because there's absolutely nothing you can do to harm the undead. You can't kill the dead.
You know the one place I've ever gotten... like where I really felt I wasn't alone on that spiritual plane thing was at Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop in New Orleans.
One
which
of the
is the oldest,
greatest bars on the planet.
My
not,
favorite bar.
Not for the party atmosphere or anything like that. It's just for the knowledge of, holy cow, I'm sitting in a room drinking a beer where a couple hundred years ago, they were drinking beer during the revolution trying to talk about strategy and whatnot.
Yeah, and
that's cool.
It is the oldest bar in the country. And they don't accept one little light bulb over the cash register. There's no electricity in there, right? And so I go to the bathroom. And I was like, walked in and go, nope. And I mean, I turned right. I don't know what was happening. And it's only one. It's not like multiple
it, was
stalls.
Was it like dark or something?
It was dark because everything's lit by candles.
Yeah, but.
So the bathroom had a candle. And
I don't remember
just
it having candles. I always thought it was like lights that they just kind of trucked in on extension cords.
I might have had a few drinks, so perhaps I'm remembering it with a little bit of a fog. But no, I walked in and I went stone cold sober and said, nope, get me out of here. I'm going to go on to the next bar and I will use their facilities there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the only place I've ever felt like.
I'm looking at it and it's creepy.
What, the bathroom?
No, it's the building.
Oh, the building is awesome, yeah. Man.
No,
seriously. If you find yourself in New Orleans, it is awesome,
but it is creepy. I mean,
it's creepy.
It's like there's a couple places that I always say, you know, just because it's home, you know. There's a couple places I always say you have to go when you're there. One is the World War II Museum. You've heard us talk about that a billion times. It is phenomenal. The other is I always say you have to go to Jean Lafitte's blacksmith shop just to have a beer where all these. Where all this history happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's so cool. I mean, there were apparently pirates planning on how to beat the British right mm-hmm. there. That's cool.
But yeah, it's super creepy in there, and sequestering myself in a bathroom did not seem like a good idea.
It's funny. I'm watching all the Facebook posts. Everybody's posting, this place is haunted, that place is haunted. You got to check out this. Google that.
Okay. I will be in a vortex for the rest of the weekend. Yeah,
I always call that falling down the rabbit hole, you know, because you keep going and then you keep going and you keep going. Like I get on those websites about conspiracy theories and I just get lost.
I do too, man.
Well, I can't stop.
I don't know if you guys ever had to go this far back in your radio career, but when you're in this business, sometimes they'll make you work like a 6-hour shift on a Sunday or something. And you talk, what, 3-4 times an hour for 10 seconds. That's a whole lot of stuff to do otherwise. And so every Sunday when I was at one of my radio stations, I would just get on websites and I would just read ghost stories, which is really good when you're locked in a building by yourself and you get out and it's dark. But that's what I did. That was my routine every week at one of the stations.
Just to freak yourself out.
I'm just so fascinated by
it. Radio stations have all kinds of weird, you know, that RF signal, the frequency and the things.
Because the transmitters. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of radio stations have unexplained things.
As I've mentioned on an earlier podcast, I've had several experiences in radio stations. And
people walking by and you go out, you see them in the reflection of the window.
Look out right here where I'm standing. You can see your reflection, mm-hmm. even though that's a room right there. They can't see it on the thing. But even though there's a room there, I would turn the light off in the other room so I could see behind me because there was a hallway behind me with a big window. And I would see people walking by.
Aww.
And I knew I was the only person in the building. And they would be walking like from right to left behind me. I would walk out of the studio and go right there because it was a dead end. And there would be no one there.
Oh, my gosh.
And I would see them like they were as physically there as you and I right now.
Not crazy.
You know, my radio station in college was housed in what was a morgue in a Civil War battle. So that was a fun basement to be at alone on a Saturday night.
Hey, flip these phones over. We have a special guest.
Do we?
Who's called? Yes.
Is it Patrick? It's got to be Patrick, right?
Mystery guest, hello.
Hello, this is David Wygant with AT&T.
Yes. I think you need Patrick.
Let me get Patrick. Let me get Patrick.
Hold on. So, Mr. Wygant from AT&T, we're going to get Patrick for you. Hold on.
Okay. Hey, what do you want? I'm Patrick. I'm about to take care of it. I'm going to make you cry.
We've heard about him. We don't want to talk with him.
Oh, no, you're stuck with me now. I'm going to make you cry.
We heard he was off, and that's why we're calling today.
I am going to make your mother cry.
Yeah, we heard that Patrick isn't here this week, so we wanted to call and let you know that the $109,000 deal is off the table.
I'm actually surprised that AT&T hasn't been calling you the whole time I've been out.
No.
Never once?
That would be the smarter thing for them to do.
Oh, did you want us to pick up the phones?
AT&T actually would be smart to hire you away from us because
they would be.
Yeah,
you can do the job a lot better than they can.
Even though they had that one guy that
probably could.
They had that one guy that almost was your match.
Almost
at the very
end.
Yeah,
that guy. They found a guy who was so calm and reassuring that he actually made me, you know, not want to be mad at him. It was scary.
Yeah. How was your vacation?
Very scary. So far, so good. We're at a little resort. My daughter's playing in the pool right now. I'm standing by a swimming pool talking to you guys on the phone. I feel like I'm doing it wrong.
Your daughter's in the poo?
Poo. Oh,
no. Yeah.
People are sending Bubba gifts.
I got a poo emoji pillow.
Oh, did you see it online?
Yeah, I saw that. That's really great.
I love somebody when your daughter knows him
really,
the
really
poo.
Well.
Anyway, go ahead.
I also saw earlier that you guys finally got to do his brown banana joke. He's been so.
We talked
about it last week, and I said people would get mad at me if I did the brown banana.
Why get mad about what?
Well, because they're gonna go, oh, you're racist, and you know what this. I'm like, it's a banana.
America, you suck sometimes.
America, you know.
You really do.
As we've learned over the past couple days, people are very sensitive. Overly sensitive.
Yeah, they are.
Jeez. And then you know what he did?
He had a brown banana.
I know. No. So
yes.
I was offended. Are you offended?
And he said it was from Pakistan.
Do you know what that means?
There's no brown skin people in Pakistan. Yeah. No, actually, there are. They're all of them are. Yeah. Again. Oh, so this makes sense? Well, yeah, I mean, it actually makes sense,
I have friends who are Pakistani, but then that would make me a racist.
Yes.
I have friends.
I never understood that.
Keep bragging.
Never understood it. We've talked about it before. Yeah. People always go,
I got white friends.
Some of my best friends are white. And you're like, see? Racist. What? What are you even talking about?
Some of my best friends are white.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
See what you're missing, Patrick?
Yeah, you see, I'm so happy I'll be back next week for this.
Yeah. Well, and then won't that be our last one before we go on vacation?
I think so.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
We get two more and then we go on vacation.
Two more and then you go on vacation.
Okay. By the way, I wanted to bring this up because there was a guy that I talked to this week. I'm not going to say his name, but he has been an atheist for about 10 years, and after the after the Orlando thing went down, he said, man, I've decided that I really need to look into religion because I don't like the fact that I don't know what's going to happen after death. He's like, as an atheist for so long, I've always said, oh, well, you just become part of the earth and you're recycled. But he said, there's energy inside of us. And where does that energy go? It has to go somewhere. So that would
be
your
spirit.
Created
or destroyed.
Exactly. And that's the law of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, where does that go? Does that mean there is an afterlife and all that? And he said, so I've actually really kind of shifted gears on this whole thing because, with the world being so insane, I figure I would rather be wrong than wrong. Like, in other words, he would rather believe that there's somewhere after that we go and be a good person and I don't want to say repent and all that, but he was like, I would rather believe that there's got to be something more than just this plane that we're on.
He wants to be wrong now, not wrong later.
Yes. Yeah.
Feel it.
I was like, well, that's very interesting. And I mean, this is a guy that I've known for a long time who, we've had very interesting topics of conversation about religion and all that. And to see somebody shift gears like that is pretty profound.
Yeah.
I got too serious. I'm going to, I saw him make jokes and harp on you about the brown banana, so I'm going to go back to the pool now.
You go back to the pool! All right. I'm going to call!
By the way, next Friday is your last podcast before your vacation.
It is. Oh. Okay.
It is.
All right.
So.
Well, you would know.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you guys on Monday.
Bye, Patrick.
Bye, Patrick.
Bye.
See you. We're about to wrap up, right?
We are. Good podcast. Good stuff.
At Subway, the sweet onion chicken teriyaki and new rotisserie-style chicken sandwiches are handcrafted with chicken raised without antibiotics. None. Both of these sandwiches are better for you because they're low in fat and they're delicious, baby boo. The sweet onion chicken teriyaki sandwich has new teriyaki glazed chicken strips and tangy fat-free onion sauce. If you haven't tried it, you should. And they've got the all-new rotisserie-style chicken made with tender, juicy hand-pulled, all-white meat chicken. Make them even more delicious. You can throw on strips of green peppers or red onions or lettuce and tomatoes all on freshly baked bread. You're going to love it at Subway. Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
This was. Where's the sad? Do we have a sad Patrick sad one?
We have the intro that's sad.
Oh, we don't have an out?
No. Let's see if we play the sad intro as an outro, if it still works.
Okay, good.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
And that's how we
get the podcast.
Yeah, that kind of works.
The podcast. The podcast. How we get the podcast.
How we get the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I added that in just for you.
It worked.